Shalom, and welcome to this week's listener's testimony. We can read your testimony or vision or prayer report. Just send it to me, Paul, at inspiredfaith.org. Please put in the subject line testimony. That way I identify it immediately as something that we can use for this scheduled program time. So please send it to us. This week's listener testimony is from Teresa, our dear sister from Winnipeg, and it's called My First Vision. Teresa says, this happened shortly after I first gave my whole heart to the Lord, surrendering everything to Him in my life. After putting Charlie to bed, praying with him, and settling in for the night, I went off to read my Bible before I went to bed. Charlie is her son. I did my usual Bible study and spent time in prayer as I was just new at learning the ways of my Savior. And after I was all finished, I closed my Bible and my journal and crawled to bed and went to sleep. All of a sudden, I saw myself standing in a field. The grass was beautiful and green, and I was talking with friends, some I knew and some I didn't know. I was keenly aware of the fact that there were many people standing with me in this field. Then all of a sudden, behind me, over to the right side, a short distance away, a circle of what appeared to be men all dressed in white robes appeared. Their arms were linked together at the elbows, and in their hands they held a light. It wasn't a candle, but it was a small flame. All of a sudden, there was another larger man standing in the center. He opened up a scroll and read off some names. Quite a few people who had been standing with us in the field went over to the circle of men. They entered the circle and went up into the sky, disappearing through the clouds. I turned back and continued talking with my friends. Shortly thereafter, the same circle appeared, and the one in the center opened the scroll again. This time he only called my name. I said, no, I don't want to go yet. And he said, yes, the time is now. I said, okay, can I please tell my mother I will be all right? And he said, yes. All of a sudden, I was just about to enter, and my mother appeared. I hugged her and told her everything would be fine. I would see her again soon. Then I went into the circle and stood beside the man with the scroll, and we began to ascend up in the sky through the clouds. After we went through the first set of clouds, I realized the circle of men were gone. I was alone with the one I now recognized was actually Yeshua. Although I could not get a clear look at his face, I knew it was him I was with. Such peace had overwhelmed me like never before. He took me into a beautiful room, and there were other people, and they were talking, they were walking around, and it was so brilliant and white I could barely stand it. There was a long, beautiful banquet table. The tablecloth was beautiful white linen, and the chairs were high back like small thrones with gold, and finely carved arms and legs and backs, and inlaid with velvet backs and seats. The plates and cutlery and goblets were all made of silver and gold and ivory, and there were candlesticks that had yet to be lit. Everything was ready. People were just standing around talking, and I noticed there was an edge like when you're on a balcony, only there was no rail. I started to walk over to the edge when someone came over to me and asked me what I was doing. I said I wanted to see what was going on down there. I always thought that we would be able to. He said, yes, but not yet, for there is a great morning on the earth for 3 days. Then you can see. Then you can see. I said, oh, okay. Then he asked me if I wanted anything to drink while I waited. I said, no, thank you. And all of a sudden, I woke up. The room was so dark, I could not even see my hand in front of my face. I felt around for the door for the bedposts and made my way up the wall to the light switch. Even with the light on, it was still dull in the room, and I looked at my watch. It was 3 a.m. Quickly, I went and checked on Charlie and my nephew, who I also was looking after. They were sound asleep. I went back to my room and my eyes finally adjusted, coming back to reality. I opened the curtains in my bedroom and looked outside at the sky. The stars were so bright that night. I didn't understand what had happened at the time. It actually kind of scared me. The next day, I quickly headed for my church and found my pastor at the back of the sanctuary. As best I could, I blurted out the experience I had had that night, and he sat there with a smile on his face. I said, "Why are you smiling? I don't understand any of this." He said, "Teresa, it is all in the Bible. You had a true vision and experience that many do not get to have." I said, "Where in the Bible?" He said, "Find it yourself, a true teacher." I was comforted to know that it was real, and I asked him what he meant by a true vision and experience. He explained that the Lord does appear sometimes, and he also shows us things and gives us visions and dreams. He gave me the scripture about the old men having visions and the young men having dreams in the scriptures. I said, "I'm not old and I'm not a man," and he laughed and explains it was for all men, meaning mankind, he believed. I kept this vision in my heart all my life, and I believe it was that vision. I believe it was simply a confirmation that one day I will be at the banquet table with my king at the head. Before that vision, I was always worried. I was so desperately wanted to be sure that I was going to heaven. I think the Lord simply answered my prayer and reassured me. What a wonderful and amazing God we have. Teresa Mitchell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Teresa, for this wonderful vision. And we ask you folks to please send your visions, testimonies, praise reports, whatever you have, to paul@inspiredfaith.org. That's me. And listen in weekly at the same time for the listeners' testimonies. Thank you so much for being with us, and God bless you.